This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. A huge explosion struck a mosque in Kabul during evening prayers Wednesday, witnesses and police said, with many feared dead or injured. Police said there were multiple casualties but did not say how many. One Taliban intelligence official told Reuters that as many as 35 people may have been wounded or killed. That official, speaking on condition of anonymity, also said the imam of the mosque was among those killed. A spate of fires and explosions has turned Russian-annexed Crimea from a secure base for the further invasion of Ukraine into the latest flashpoint. It highlights Moscow's challenges ahead in a war that is nearing the half-year mark. As life in the Russian-occupied town of Kherson proves to be increasingly restrictive, more and more residents are fleeing to other parts of Ukraine. AP correspondent Karen Chames reports.
Kherson was the first city to fall after Russia's February invasion of Ukraine. At first, many residents took to the streets to protest the occupation, shouting, "Kherson is Ukraine." Kherson resident Vladimir Zhdanov said the resistance was strong until the Russians started to crack down on them. Then people started leaving. Activists who were somewhere in the city center, they went to protest for quite a long time. My friends went out every day until April. There were fewer and fewer of them. Then the Russians dispersed them and fired both noise and gas projectiles. Zhdanov said the change in his town forced him to flee to Kyiv. You lived your life, built some relationships, in one moment everything is turned upside down. You don't know what will happen tomorrow. So for us, it's like being under a hood, and it's very painful. I'm Karen Chamas.
For more on any of the stories that we are reporting, visit us at voanews.com.